The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the 27th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. My name is Dylan, and all I do is introduce people, and I've got my work cut out for me today.
Yeah, you do.
let's start with everyone here. With me is the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
I'm back, bitches!
How's your trip, Glitch?
It was alright.
Alright, and and also Lexi.
Hey, guys!
I brought Lexi. A friend.
Have you listened to an episode before?
I listened to the one that you guys recorded.
Okay.
Sort of.
So half of
half
it.
Paying attention.
So a fourth of it. She was half paying attention and it was only one half of the project.
And, of course, across the pond, there is, I'll start with the other ones. Fangirl Victoria.
Hi.
A guy named James.
Yeah.
And a hard man with hard opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
And that's it.
And there's me.
Yeah, he's the stupid awesome analyst, I guess.
Hello.
I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah,
we don't have to talk to you for the rest of the night.
Bye.
I'm clocking out right now.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
What a great episode.
That's all I do.
And then we ring the news bell.
Wait, I have to have a reason to hate you first.
Well, that's, I mean...
You can hate him because he's leaving.
Nah,
he gets to go
that.
Home now.
Why do you hate me, Glitch? Is it because I'm white?
Yes.
All right, so the news bell was wrong, so I'm
yeah,
actually going to get to it.
Well, we hit the ground running, as always.
It's good to be back.
I think we just hit the ground.
So good to be back.
And then we just drag our faces in the dirt for another hour and a half. So, first up in media news for today... Really exciting and kind of important to the anime industry, Space Dandy, the new anime from the creator of Cowboy Bebop and Kids on a Slope, is going to be simulcasting in the U.S. And not only that, it's going to be simulcasting on Adult Swim as it comes out. And Funimation is going to be streaming it on their website before it comes out in Japan.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We get things first.
Yeah.
Since when does that happen? That's awesome.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Well, no, this is for reals. The director, Shinichiro Watanabe, everything that he's ever done is extremely Western in his way of storytelling. And if they're trying to get this anime being mainstream in America thing going off now, he's one of the guys to be able to do it. I know that the real kickoff was like Attack on Titan, where that kind of exploded. But I think Shinichiro Watanabe anime is what will drive it home. So I don't know whether or not this is going to be like a social experiment to try to see what's going to happen with it, but I'm super excited because this anime is already expected to be super awesome.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to watch Space Dandy. So
yes, I'm also excited. Clearly.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ecstatic. I actually am, though.
I'm excited, too. I hope they cast Steve Bloom again.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Steve Bloom hasn't been in an anime in a while. That'd been freaking awesome. He's been doing video games a lot lately. For those of you guys who don't know, we have talked about Space Dandy before on the podcast, and what it is kind of like Lupin the Third in Space.
Yeah, Lupin the Third in Space, and...
yeah, I don't know anything about this.
It looks freaking awesome. It just looks fun to
it's
watch.
Like a human who travels across alien worlds, and he does jobs, and... All that kind of stuff.
He frequents a bar called Boobies, which is like,
yeah.
Well, which is, it's supposed to be Hooters, but like in space, and it's just called Boobies.
They're not even subtle in space, are they?
Yeah.
No. Nick's tits.
Space subtlety.
Like with Hooters, they at least put the owl there to just kind of be like, you know, oh, it could be an owl.
Oh, I get it. It's owls.
I and feel then, bad for any like owl girls. Enthusiast thinking, oh, this is going to be lovely.
I don't think anybody in the history of Hooters has
owl
ever thought.
Enthusiasts?
I love owls so much. Oh no!
I love bird watching at Hooters.
YOLO, you obviously love owls.
That would be great if you just went to a Hooters with like a bird call.
That's how you get the waitress over. Like,
no, bird watching get up.
I'm sorry.
Some sort of flannel shirt and a vest. Look, this will be done now.
YOLO actually stands for You Obviously Love Owls.
That's, in the owl community, I'm sure that's true.
The owl community.
Hooters, that is our word.
This incredible joke is brought to you by space not being subtle. We have another anime announcement, which we're extremely excited for. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is coming back for technically a second season. They're starting at the third part of the series.
Part three, Stardust, the Stardust Crusaders.
Yeah, which
is my favorite one.
Yeah, arguably one of the better JoJo's Bizarre Adventure parts in the series. But it's going to be this one has actually already come out before. They had a 1993 OVA series of the second half of that series, and then they did a 2000, which was the first half of the series. And now they're remaking the entire thing in continuum, all in this new Technicolor, awesome JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Which we still have to watch, James. We still have to watch all of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
And it's going to be, there's no possible way that it can possibly be bad.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I'm super excited that they announced it.
Next up in media news, there has been a statement by Keanu Reeves that if the Cowboy Bebop live-action movie ever happens, it doesn't appear that he is going to be in it.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, Keanu Reeves is not going to be Spike.
Oh, come on, Glitch. I'm sad by this.
Oh, no.
I mean, he kind of looks... He could pull it off the look, but, like, other than that...
No, I really think that Keanu Reeves could do a really awesome Spike Spiegel. I think that he would be
I'm
able to do
I'm not saying
really
that he can't. I'm just saying, who cares? Who do you...
I love Keanu Reeves.
I care.
Who would you want to see if it's not Keanu Reeves? Someone brand new.
Like Spiegel?
Like, no-name people sometimes just come out of nowhere and basically make the role great. I mean, we don't have to look for someone we already know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they got to prove themselves. If you got to prove yourself, might as well do it through a Cowboy Bebop movie.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
There's logic in what I say.
I have no speculation of this, though. I have absolutely no idea who I would cast. I have no idea who I would cast for anybody in this movie. But I thought Keanu Reeves was actually, like, a good start.
They should probably get, like, a corgi to play Ayn.
Yeah. Every nerd who owns a corgi in existence has named it Ayn.
I almost hate corgis now because of Cowboy Bebop.
I want to get a corgi, but I'm not going to name it Ayn. I'm going to name it... after some other genius.
I was going to name it Einstein, and, you know, just call it Ein, like the... name it Stein, because I like beer.
If I ever get a corgi, I'm going to name it Thor, because they look adorable in the little outfits.
You can call them Thorgies. Yeah, there you go.
Thorgi. Can we get off corgis?
No.
Everyone, what would you name your corgi? Mine would be Royal after Royal Tenenbaum.
Nah, I'd go Thorgi.
Glitch?
I would approve.
I'm sorry, Victoria, go ahead.
I don't know.
Pass. All right, Glitch.
Yeah.
Rat Bastard.
Pass,
Rat Bastard.
Mine would be named Mozart.
That's pretty good. You call him Motes for short? Either way, I'm going to train my corgi to have a trigger word, trigger phrase. What, so it becomes like an activated asset for like the CIA? No, to the point where it becomes a vicious little tornado of fur and claws. You should call him Jason Bourne. And it will be all... It'll be the phrase "aw" and "cute."
Yeah.
So basically, he wants to turn his dog into like the most ferocious thing ever by getting the most adorable dog and training.
Yep.
You should name your corgi the Wolverine.
Well, we are just like
trigger words.
Way off topic.
This is like a tangent episode. Well, that's it. That's all I have for media news. we didn't really do much talking about the media news per se, but I think
good conversation nonetheless.
Yeah. So what's up for gaming news?
Okay, so we actually didn't have anything planned for gaming news, but I did remember that the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle game came up. And where it has been announced that they're releasing it here in the United States, they also have to westernize it. Now, one, they're westernizing the names, which a lot of people are really disappointed about. I didn't actually get into the article, so I didn't get to see what about it was westernized.
Well, obviously they can't have like the character Vanilla Ice. They can't keep his name.
Well, I mean, I suppose they could, because I mean that's the whole point of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is they're all named after musicians and pop idols. But another thing that happened was in the online game or the game online for in Japan, you could only play the game for like 3 battles, and then you had to purchase more battle tokens or wait like 4 hours. Before you could continue playing the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like the worst DLC BS I've ever heard in my entire life.
So
EA should patent that.
Yeah. So, got them.
I think they do
take
that with
that,
like,
EA. Facebook games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do that with Facebook
exactly.
And any like free download of a game, like because I downloaded one that's kind of romantic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't laugh
at me.
Just like that, actually. The way that Candy Crush is like, oh, pay me now or wait later, you know.
It's
exactly like that. Yeah, so for when they bring it here to the United States, I think they're getting rid of that entirely, which is a good thing.
I would certainly hope so.
Otherwise, I know that what they said, the Japanese version, that people were so unhappy about it that they cut the time down that you had to wait before you got to continue playing the game, and people are still unhappy about it. So it makes me wonder, what was the time that you had to wait initially? Like, was it hours that you had to wait before continue playing the game?
Well, you said like 75%, right?
Yeah.
5 days.
Yeah, they cut down the wait time on tokens by like 75%. So
and people were still complaining.
Wow.
Damn.
So.
Wow.
I mean, you have to wait to play a game, period.
That's never fun. No.
And it's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's so fun. Like, why would you do that to such a popular title?
Yeah.
Makes too much sense.
I can hear your Facebook statuses now. Why do I have to keep waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to play Jotaro.
I want to keep count someday of how many times you guys reference JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. Yeah. Like, I seriously do.
Wait, no, but like, seriously, when? Like, a business practice like that is just so backwards to me. I mean, just like, I get that you want to, like, milk people for money, but that's not how you do it. I mean, like, you know, mugging people in an alley for, like, you know, once with a game is okay, but don't just, like, they're literally, like, dragging people around and just, like, you know, give me more money.
You thought you were getting free play for online battles, but it was really me, Dio!
Like, you mug them, then drag them home to get more of their stuff.
Yeah, exactly. No, okay, which car is yours? It's just like, really?
All right, that's all we had for gaming news, really.
Oh, that's... Well,
so both good and bad news.
Yeah. I have gaming news that isn't really anime, but, like, Batman, like, Arkham Origins.
But Batman's really fun.
But it's really fun. I will plug it.
It's time to move on to some strange news. And what we have for strange news is Japan... Japan's the one developing the...
Yeah,
space cannon. Space cannon. Yes. Japan's making a space cannon. It is called the Hayabusa 2. It is a space cannon that can shoot 4-pound explosive slugs to the surface of a planet.
You know what really alarms me about this? Is it's called... What is it called again?
The Hayabusa 2.
Where's number one?
Oh no!
That's a very good question.
So this was really nice to hear from me because I'm a huge Halo fan, and I just the whole Halo 2. You know, oh my god, we have Mac battle arrays in orbit now. That just popped into my mind.
Nerd!
James, your fandom is showing.
All right, but one of the things that is actually interesting about this
is... You know
is,
what, guys? I don't think they even had this technology in Star Trek.
hey,
no,
that was last week's episode.
Yeah, so now everyone needs to catch up.
Japan's like
one of them peace-loving countries, I can't see what their use for it is unless they're going to sell it to another country, or they're just like, yo, China, remember all those hard times you gave us?
Or Japan, we're bored. We already know the Gundam, so what's the next step?
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe their first target will be the Senkaku Island, so it's like, there, no one can have
it. nobody can have the Senkaku Islands.
The only reason I would actually think they could possibly get away with putting that thing in orbit and no one being like, hey, you're pointing that at us, is just basically be like, no, we're just keeping up there in case space tries to kill us.
You know, in all honesty, it's probably a defense against North Korea.
Yeah.
Because Japan, they're, with us on that. Like, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that I'm totally okay with. It's like, yeah, go ahead, build a space cannon. I don't care because they're never going to point it at us. They love us.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but I mean, like, we're pretty chill. They're just hiding and just, you know, waiting until they built the Hayabusa 2. Oh, wait.
Well, as they said, it's kind of like an anime name. There doesn't need to be a number one because it's just... It's like, oh, it has a number by it? That's an anime name.
Yeah, like, you know.
Next one will be number 6.
Well, sequels statistically do way better, so that might be why.
it's the Hayabusa 2000. Like, there weren't, 2000 more before that. You know, it's just because the name sounds cool.
The Hayabusa X.
Yo.
That's the actual sequel.
No, that's the OVA.
And now there's doujins about it and everything.
Oh, gosh.
Gundams humping later.
Oh my god.
Space lasers.
My precious Gundams, what have you done?
Okay. That was strange news. Yes!
We turned it extra strange.
Okay, so next up in strange news, the Magic Restroom Cafe.
Okay, so I wasn't crazy
you
when you had a picture.
A toilet
magic and restrooms?
A toilet-themed... restaurant.
You know what else is a toilet themed restaurant? Buffalo Wild Wings. Alright.
Got him.
Good night.
Take that, Buffalo Wild Wings. So we pissed off Facebook, Buffalo Wild Wings, and EA.
And China again.
Yeah.
Okay, so this restaurant is a restroom themed restaurant where you have toilets that you can sit on. Unfortunately, they're non-functional, so...
Home Depot!
I would hate to work there, because there's no way someone's not going to be like, oh, this is non-functional.
So it's a restroomerat?
Yeah, exactly. And there's, poop-themed, menu items.
Ew!
Which is really gross.
That sounds like what they tried to sell us in the 90s.
So they sell lots of pudding, you're saying.
No, yeah, their menu is very shitty.
Yeah.
It's actually...
Wah.
Now, this is actually old news for the Asias, because it already existed there. What makes this story so interesting is that this just opened up in Los Angeles.
Excuse me?
And so Los Angeles needed one of those.
It's a twist story!
Yeah.
My main question about this, not the menu, not everything else, how do the actual bathrooms look? Because if you have your a restroom theme, you better have the most spotless damn bathroom I have ever seen.
I would laugh if the restrooms looked like a restaurant.
That's what I was just about to say!
And what does the urinal cake taste like?
I bet you that's a menu item.
Where's the bathroom? The toilets, they're everywhere.
Could you imagine going in there you know that really urge to pee that you have after a long road trip or something? First restaurant you see, restrooms. Okay, let's go in. Everywhere's the restroom.
Is there a men's restaurant and a women's restaurant?
and a handicap restaurant?
A family restaurant, maybe?
Do they have,
booths a white one?
That are, stalls? And here's the worst part. Do they have, running water everywhere? So, you know...
Oh, my God. That'd be horrible.
The more I think about this, the more I have to pee.
That's what I'm saying.
Urinals instead of toilets.
The men just have to stand.
I saw a picture.
wait. So is there always a line
unless they're really hungry?
All around it. Weird.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with that one. There's always a line at the women's menu.
Well, it's true. So.
And they can only take parties of three or more.
The men's menu is just dirty. Awful.
Wait, so then do
you're
people
in and you're out real quick.
All the guys go. They don't talk to really each other at all, right?
Yeah, it's like the men's eating thing is just a trough.
I can just kind of see like a bunch of you guys going together, like a group of guys, and they get there.
It's really
like,
awkward to eat next to right next to another dude.
No, can we?
Yeah, when you're eating, there's no talking in the men's restaurant.
But then the girl's like, oh my god, do you see them over there? It's ridiculous.
This old empty seat between people.
The bar is just the men's area. You're in and out.
Splash zone.
Yeah. The girls' table has a couch on the other side.
So many bathroom jokes.
God. We're gonna pull up a picture, and all of these things are gonna be incorporated into the restaurant. Yeah. Like we've already thought.
And the funny thing is if we go to this restaurant and start saying all these jokes again, it's just gonna be like employees there. Just
we've
like,
already heard that.
I'll kill you.
Is the water blue?
Yes, all the water.
I would be scared to order water.
It's just blue water and ice.
Water and lemonade.
I'd be scared
to
order lemonade.
All
right, let's move on. So that is as strange as it gets.
My God.
It's in L.A. I want to go to L.A. now.
I've never had a reason to go to L.A. now that there's toilet-themed restaurants.
Man, I think a lot of restaurants in L.A. are probably toilet-themed. I think
got
LA
him.
Is toilet themed.
Wow, take so we pissed that. Off a lot of people today.
And it's just the beginning.
It's just we're just getting started. We are just oh man, fandom episode Topicachi,
oh,
which
God.
Will be coming up later. We
I think
are
the
fandom
part
started.
Will be my shtick.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep my mouth yeah. shut probably during that period.
It's time to move on to what we're watching. We have a lot of people here, so let's try to keep it as short
yeah,
as
we'll
possible.
Yeah, we'll do
a
real quick round. I mean. I'll just start, here.
Just do one thing
yeah,
that
you're honestly,
watching.
You two
well,
should start.
Well, yeah, well, next to all the, you know, new season anime that we've been watching, last weekend from this recording, in one day, I watched all of Madoka Magica. I sat down for 6 straight hours and watched all of Madoka Magica, and I felt like I wanted to die after watching that
wow.
series. Just like I've never felt so worthless as a person after watching Madoka Magica, and that's my review of it.
That
but,
was the one Rob.
That's Rob's favorite.
Yeah.
It was a good anime. It's a great anime. It's just really depressing. And yeah. like I was just like there, I only had 2 episodes left. And I felt like I wanted to throw up. And
did you feel as bad
yeah.
as
yeah.
you did after Old Boy?
yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
here's the way that I put it. It was like, my depression level was a step below, the end of Evangelion.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Because the depression hangover only lasted 24 hours.
Yeah, because I was depressed, after watching the end of Evangelion, I was depressed for an entire day.
I was only depressed till the next morning for Madoka Magica.
Wow.
Next! I'll be joint on this one with Andrew. That's the one that I've been watching, too. And the way that I described it, after watching the first 3 episodes, it's like that dream where, like, someone you never met, like, dies in it, and you were, like, super sad and, like, crying. Or you have, like, a fight with somebody, and you're super mad when you wake up in the morning of that person. And like, even though you've never met that person before, you still feel sad or angry at them. That's kind of how I feel when watching this show. It
kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting experience, and it's for a magical girl anime. Yeah, it's got some merit behind it. Plus, if you watch Madoka Magica, 90% of all conventions will make sense to you now.
Alrighty.
All right, that's it for me.
Want me to go?
Yeah.
I started rewatching Soul Eater because I watched I read how the ending happened in the manga, and I love Marie, and I want to see what happened to her, so I watched that. And
did the manga end?
Yeah, the manga's over.
Oh wow,
manga's over, and I was happy with. Well, it ended stupidly again, just like the anime. But don't get me started. Anyways,
Friendship Punch.
We
really yes,
can't get her started.
No, it's not. Thanks, James.
We can't stop her.
Anyways, and then I also watched. I'm on the next episode of One Piece, so it's nice when we have.
What episode
watched.
Is that, Victoria?
617.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, she blew through it. Victoria is caught up with One Piece, like watching it as it comes out now.
You know why? You know why? Because like a month ago, she was just like, "I'm just gonna watch One Piece," and then like,
last semester, my friend was like, "You need to watch One Piece again," because she had a background. I didn't recognize half the characters. I'm like, "Who the hell's that?" And so she kept telling me I should watch it. I should watch it. And then over the summer, I'm like, "Yeah, why not?" Last month of summer. And it took me about a month and a half, and I watched 614 episodes, and now I'm just watching them as I
And
watch.
That's why I call her Miss Marathon.
Yep. You know, admitting a problem is the first step.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're just like, huh, 400 episodes. That was a fun afternoon.
Chapman's
excited. Time doesn't even work like that.
For me, it does.
I swear to God.
Still sleep, you know.
I've been watching Fairy Tail.
My fault, yes.
Yep, so my new waifu is Urza.
Not because I cosplayed her or anything, right?
It helps.
Yeah.
No, but she's badass.
So they say.
Yeah. So they say for like 3 episodes.
Yep, before they actually show you. Which, you know.
If you guys watch more, you'd know.
Probably.
Yep. It's really heavy in that series. It's really funny.
Alright. You guys on that side?
I really want hot wings now that you mentioned Buffalo Wild Wings.
You mean toilet
that
wings?
That wasn't the question.
You're right, Florida that wasn't people. The question.
Was there a question?
What have you been watching, Dylan?
Nothing too notable. I don't even think I watched a full episode or anything, but I watched a little bit of Kill la Kill, and awesome. I also watched a little bit of the,
Sekai no Ichiban?
What? Yeah, that one that you just did the review for.
Yeah, the one I literally, today, as we're recording, released a new episode on.
Yeah, this is loosely related to the Japans. I, for the very first time, watched the first Resident Evil movie.
Like, the American version one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's awful. It's so bad.
I know, it's...
Well, I mean, they're all awful,
Which one did you guys like the best? Was second the best of the worst? Is that...
of the least? Like, of... Yeah, which one did I hate the least?
They
like
all mesh together for me now.
Well, the one that I actually enjoyed the most because it was just the worst thing I've ever seen was Apocalypse, the one where they're in the desert.
Yes.
and that's where they're like, oh, I'm Claire Redfield with blonde hair and don't look anything like her. And then, like, you know, Jill is no longer Jill, she's Alice, and it's like, this is so stupid! Yeah, it's kind of like, if you guys know the reference... you know how Mortal Kombat Annihilation kind of feels like a fan fiction?
Yep.
It all kind of turns into that for Apocalypse, except it's all Resident Evil movies. Like, the first Resident Evil movie is like, and then Jill walks down the hallway and there's a liquor. Oh no, look out, Jill!
And she must be naked in every episode.
Yeah, exactly.
I was bored. I think I might have been napping or eating, or I don't remember.
napping or eating.
You'd be vomiting afterwards. So.
It's like I half expected in the end of every single movie for like the author to describe himself, and then she made out with tongues with so and so.
I've been watching mostly Western stuff. I've been watching the new Ninja Turtle series, season 2 since this came out, and rewatching Wolf's Rain and Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra.
Nobody talk about it. I haven't watched anything
yet. That's your own problem.
The last 3 episodes, the best 3 episodes ever.
Oh, my
Dumbledore
God,
dies.
So good.
All right. Legend of Wan. For the
Legend of Wan.
Korra
oh
is the Avatar.
God.
Thank you for fielding that
Spoilers.
One,
Lexi.
And so, finally,
I have also been watching Wolf's Rain.
For the first time. How dare you?
I've never seen Wolf's Rain before.
Because
I really
of
like
Glitch?
It. Really
I haven't
cool.
either.
Because
so.
Of Glitch. Glitch got me into it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I've really only cool. seen the first episode and I couldn't rain. Finish it.
It's Steve Bloom.
Well, Steve Bloom, Johnny Young Bosch, Kari Wahlgren. It's got a great English cast.
It does.
It's just story. Yeah. That was, even for the supersize thing, that was probably the fastest what we're watching we've ever
that
done.
Was, yeah, that was a solid 5 minutes.
Well,
because
you
easy.
Two didn't go over like 5,000 different animes. Yeah.
Well, we already
I
covered.
Was going to say that as well.
Yeah, it always takes forever because you're watching everything.
Well, come on, it's like our job.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is our show. If we weren't watching anything, we'd be like, well, do you guys like to eat off. Too?
Yeah, exactly.
I like food.
I do
like
to eat.
Lamb. I love lamb.
So then should we move on to the Tapagotchi now?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're going to offend a lot of people.
Yep. Do this.
Yeah. In advance, before this, guys, please forgive us.
Ooh, I am new to Tapagotchi.
We are talking.
Yeah, probably.
We are going to be try to be as open and broad as possible and not biased or anything like that, but we are talking about fandoms.
Okay.
And if anything does get offensive, please don't feel offended. We are very... We don't like to filter. We don't hate people. We just...
I don't
like their...
Despite
speak
the fact.
For yourself.
I know.
Okay. We're basically talking about the worst of the worst at some points. Like, if there's someone who enjoys something we're talking about,
well,
it's probably
they...
not you. It might be.
It might
probably
be.
Not.
We hope not.
Let's put it this way. If you enjoy what we're about to talk about and you flip off by saying we don't like it, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, nice way to put it, Glitch.
That, like,
nicely put.
What we're talking about here is people who go to extremes,
Boston,
who
so.
Basically, you know, approach people
what?
Who aren't part of fandoms and make everything worse.
You know, like people who dress up as Nazis and go stand in front of a Holocaust memorial.
Yeah. Okay. So let's. Okay. So
how
let's,
did we get here?
No. So let's dive
hey,
into
hey, that's
this.
The Hitalia.
Wait,
piece.
Yeah, the voice
Hitalia,
of reason.
Hitalia did how, that.
Can we talk about corgis again?
Yes.
Okay, so yesterday, today being the 27th of October, apparently yesterday the 26th was Hitalia Day. Yay!
It was all over Funimation's Facebook page. Woo!
Was it really?
Yeah, well, it was a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we had like lots of cosplayers walking around Boston as Hitalia characters. I had no idea until a couple minutes ago. That's a thing. That's really weird. Why?
Yep,
why
it's
would
a thing.
Like as Hitalia? As long as there isn't a repeat of what you had just mentioned, which did happen at an Anime Boston one year. So right outside the Heinz Convention Center, or close to it, there is a Holocaust memorial, and somebody, a group of people, won.
There
Anime
was a
Boston.
Bunch of younger kids that went. It was they were going to represent Germany, and we actually learned this story from. Or I don't know if I'm the one who told you guys, but we heard it from Greg Ayers.
From Greg Ayers, the voice actor.
Kind of awesome.
He has a panel called Your Fandom Sucks.
Yes, he does, and it was the best thing ever. But it was so fun to go to. But yeah, he told us about the story, how like these people told their friends about it, told their parents about it, like, hey, we're going to go dress up and go take pictures. And they thought the best place to do that was a Holocaust memorial when they're dressed as Nazis.
Come on, guys.
Like, you'd think, like, Greg made a good point. You'd think that their friends would be like, this is not a good
idea. Yeah, like, somebody somewhere along the line should have just been like,
no.
Maybe this is a little odd. I don't know.
Guys, to be fair, if my child walked up to me and said, I'm going dressed up as a Nazi to a
I'd
Civil War.
Smack them.
No, I am going as a Nazi to a World War II, like, Holocaust memorial. I would let them go because their stupidity would get them killed, and that's Darwinism.
Look, all they had to do was sing Springtime for Hitler.
That's something.
I don't know. How do we get to this story? Are we talking about like a Nazi fandom? I'm confused.
Hitalia?
I don't know what that is.
No. This is
Hitalia fandom.
Hitalia is a show
countries.
That has personified countries sitting in a room having comical discussions,
it's
and it gets kind of gay.
Yeah, it's
a little bit, yeah.
And
it's countries that were involved in World War II.
Italy only talks about pasta and waves white flag.
I hate Italy. I
pasta!
Hate Italy as a character. He's like the worst main character ever.
I think the worst thing about Hitalia fandoms, though, is like they literally will get together in a huge group and march around shouting out things and waving
flags.
Oh,
there's always, yeah, there's always a, conga line. The Hitalia parade.
God, yeah.
And they walk through, like, stores and stuff, like, places of business. They, like, march through them.
Do they at least explain what it is?
Don't do that!
Why would they do that, Glitch?
No!
That makes too much sense.
No.
Yeah, you're
right.
There's
a group that doesn't at
our dressed up like Nazis we're talking about.
In our town.
Like, that's not okay, guys. Like, calm down. Calm your fandom down.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's actually pretty much most of what this is going to be, is calm your fandom down. But we are not here
to
just
bash
Hitalia. Victoria. Yeah, Victoria, you found a list earlier of somebody who had an opinion piece on the six most annoying fandoms.
Six most annoying fandoms, yeah.
Number six was Hitalia.
Number five was...
Keep it anime related, though, because I know there were some non-anime
related. Well, it was Homestuck was next.
Homestuck
was next.
Yeah,
we don't understand that one.
Talk about
like,
that
I don't, I've never watched Homestuck. I don't know anything about Homestuck, so I mean, I wouldn't.
I've read the first 100 pages of Homestuck.
All I know about it is our friend's into it. Like, I know Ryan.
I don't get it. And I've told Ryan. Like, I've talked to Ryan. Like, I was just like, I don't like it, man. I don't get it. He's just like, it's not for everybody. Homestuck is not for everybody. And I get that. Okay, cool. Homestuck's not for everybody. But, like, the whole spitting in a bucket thing, like, in public, in a restaurant. Like, really, guys?
Something just you knew common sense and common courtesy.
Number four was really an anime.
Yeah.
Number four wasn't really an anime, but it's...
It was the Bronies.
It's a fandom that I'm totally part of, so... yeah, it's the Bronies. It's My Little Ponies fandom, which...
Well, that's the thing, Victoria. You're not a bro, so you can't be a bro.
I think I've said enough of my opinion on Bronies, haven't I?
There's Bronies and Phillies.
God damn it.
Yep. You lost. Number three is Naruto. Narutards.
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't get
I love how everybody has a name. Like,
the Narutards.
Like, really? Narutards? Is that
I repeat.
I was going to say, Glitch, do you want to have a comment?
As a guy with Anbu tattoo on his shoulder, I understand how much the hatred of Narutards exists.
Well, here's the thing. I enjoy Naruto. I enjoy watching it. It's a great, you know, anime. The only issue I have is with the fandom sometimes.
Now,
yes.
Now, I'm just curious because I've never really seen any, like, not as malicious as the other fandoms. Like, what is it about the Naruto fandom that's bad?
There's so many ninjas all the time.
That's not
gloves. Okay, let's start with some of the common things. The usual Yuri, Rule 34, Yaoi.
But that's for like every anime.
Yeah.
People who go on and on about Hinata and Naruto, just if they get together, cool. If not, shut the fuck up.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind
of. Basically, it's full
of
shipping. There's a lot of shipping in Naruto.
But that's what you get with all the.
There's so many characters.
Yeah,
like, there's so many characters.
There's
but
too many characters.
But there's a lot
so
of shipping,
shipping going
too,
on in
that
one. And fuck anybody who likes Sasuke Uchiha. I do not care. He's a whiny little pretentious. Pussy.
I won't disagree with that.
Here's the thing. One of the issues I have with a lot of the cosplayers is I see a lot of immaturity in a lot of cosplayers all the time. And that's normal sometimes.
That's pretty normal for conventions.
Right, but 90% of the time I see them dressed up in Naruto. And they're just the kids who just don't know how to be, you know, nice to people around them. And I don't know why.
Like, I think that's one of the reasons, too, because Naruto is kind of like one of the go-to animes in America now.
Yeah,
right, that's true.
Yeah.
So, like, if you this happened like 10 years ago, it'd probably be people going on about Dragon Ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
James.
What?
What's next up on that list?
The last two were actually not anime related. The second one was steampunk.
Yeah, it was steampunk and Twilight.
And the first one was Twilight, yeah.
Well, okay, but how about this? Steampunk is convention related.
Yes.
You know, no matter what convention you go to, there's always steampunk, and I disagree with that. I do not think that steampunk is an annoying fandom.
While it
doesn't belong in some places, it is a fantastic art form.
I agree.
I've seen a lot of people take different characters and turn them steampunk.
Right, I think that's what they're talking about. Steampunk itself is ingenuity and beauty.
Yeah.
It's great. I
Although,
love it.
I do have to say that I am sick of the steampunk stormtrooper.
Yep.
You know, the Stormtrooper itself has become so desaturated at conventions that the Stormtrooper is getting kind of annoying to me. You know, especially when you go to a Comic-Con. There are like...
That's like
the
versions
only
of the
Avenger Stormtroopers.
People like to dress up as, too. Because he's not like a main character.
Yeah.
It's just like
who?
A troop of people.
No one's ever a clone trooper either. That's always weird, too.
I wonder why.
What are the clone troopers, Glitch? I don't understand. Are you just making up characters now?
Yeah. That's a clone.
What are numbers 1, 2, and 3 even?
But, like, I guess I have a love-hate thing with steampunk. Like, I love steampunk art. I love watching people be creative with making certain characters steampunk. But also, it's kind of like I'm very persnickety and picky about it. Like, you need to do it right. And not just add a gear. Not add a gear and a clock. And a vest, whatever you're wearing. Oh, it's steampunk. No, fuck you.
Yeah,
I agree
with that. Steampunk carries a lot of, you know, weight with it. I mean, if you're going to steampunk something, just don't put, like, a dial and, like, you know, a spigot on it.
And a pocket watch.
It's just a hipster with a gear on it.
Yeah.
Glitch, you actually, when you use that example, you actually made me think of, like, steampunk Flava Flav.
Doug. That exists.
Like, that's got to be a thing.
Because I've seen steampunk Iron Man. That someone does that. Someone's done that really well.
I don't want it to exist. I don't even want Flavor Flav to exist.
I agree with that.
So what do we have next? For what else do you guys think for fandoms that just kind of drive you nuts?
Well, I know if Sean was here, he would say Auron.
Yeah, Auron.
He has the worst relationship with Auron. Oh, he has the funniest stories, too. For some reason, they just huddle around him. He's like a magnet.
I love Auron. I completely love Auron, but I'm not someone who's gonna dress up as the characters and run around like that, because that's kind of a little ridiculous. But, I mean, I'll dress up as the other ones, but during conventions only. I've seen people dressing as normal ones. I think they actually might be part of the Resin Bowl Rangers, because of the fact that that's Vic's fan club.
Okay. Hey, that is a really good segue. Let's talk about clubs as fandoms.
That we're part of? Because,
yeah, fandoms also apply to people in certain voice actors and whatnot. Like, how do you act toward a certain person?
And what do you mean that we are a part of?
Fine, then I'm a part of. Shut up, guys. So, yeah, no, actually for Full Metal, there's two. There's the Miniskirt Army, which is Travis Willingham's fan club.
Which he does not actively pursue anymore.
Nope. And then there's the Resin Bowl Rangers, which is Vic's fan club.
Does Vic participate then anymore?
Yes, he does. And there was Victoria swooning.
He's going to be in Boston next month.
And there we go.
And
I can't be there.
So, and that's how I lost Victoria. So, anyway.
But, see,
at least for a night.
Yeah.
And,
this is Vic we're talking about.
And now, the funny thing is,
you better do phone stuff.
He's a voice actor.
Oh, there it is.
So what? Okay, hang on. What are these?
Yes.
What is the Miniskirt Army, and what are the resources?
Seriously, I don't get it.
So actually, I have the web pages open on my phone.
Apparently, they have web pages.
They do.
Oh, good. They're
they
official.
They are official.
Wow.
Like,
everything
has
a web page.
Everything. That's true. Well, my favorite thing is what it says in front of Travis's, because it's really, really funny.
But oh, look, it's in our favorites.
No, it's not. I was just there, like, a few minutes ago. Shut up. The Resin Bowl Rangers is literally Vic's fan club, so any character that Vic's ever done is them. And they compete pretty much with the Miniskirt Army. Like, they do not get along, always. But the point where one of the quotes from Travis's is, "Blue is cool, and that's the rule. I'd rather be dead than red."
So it's red versus blue.
Vic's
Montague versus Capulets.
They're kind of like
versus McCoys.
Ridiculous people.
No one knows why the hell they feud.
So this is just red versus blue in anime?
The Bloods and the Crips.
It's the Hatfields and McCoys, the Bloods and the Crips. Oh my gosh.
No one knows why they fight. No one even bothered to ask why they fight. They just fucking fight.
Part of the Resin Bowl Rangers. So, I mean, I've always loved Vic Mignogna, but I had never joined the fan club until like recently. So I don't know a lot about them yet, but I know that there's always meetings.
Soon you'll be
like
their treasurer.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, within a week she'll be like the head of the whole thing.
Well, okay, and here's the thing too. What's really funny that I find is always at conventions, regardless of whether the voice actor is there or not.
Oh yeah, no,
there's always somebody running a panel for it.
Yep.
And that's what I've never understood about fandoms. If it's not canon, or if it's not gonna like be informational or anything, you're literally just sitting in a room talking about you're basically having a one-sided conversation because there's nobody there to discuss the other side of the conversation.
True.
It's just everybody sits in a room. It's like, so do you like Risen Bowl Rangers? I love Vic Mignogna. I'm so surprised. Like,
yeah, true.
It's like,
so I'm gonna use a word and it can probably be edited out later. Circle jerk. Because that's kind of what it is.
And just gushing everywhere. Just
is that two words?
Maybe.
Is there a hyphen?
There might be a hyphen.
Can we get a ruling on that? Write in at wickedanimepodcast@gmail.com.
That is so wrong. You will not get a response if you email that website.
See, I've never actually gone to the meetings. I haven't. I've kind of been tempted to, but I haven't. Because, like, there's other things that are cooler.
Like Andrew was saying, it's a one-sided talk about
About, like, information that... Like, you're basically in a room filled with information that everybody already knows. Like, you're not learning anything new. Yeah.
They're already persuaded to your side.
Yeah, everybody's talking about the same topic. It's there's nobody to argue a different side of it. It's just, I don't understand the appeal of that.
It's like
I wouldn't even go to a bacon convention it's like that. Just,
well, this James likes
I love bacon. If you just have a panel where you talk about how good bacon is, fuck no. Unless you tell me another way how to cook it, how to prepare it better.
Right,
like,
or just have bacon.
Just have bacon.
In person, I'd love to meet you. I mean, bacon
is at this convention signing papers.
Bacon panel.
He's not even signing autographs, he's just signing papers. he's just dabbing himself on napkins.
You can autograph the inside of my stomach.
Now, talking about this specifically, like, I understand that people like this and enjoy this as a thing.
Right.
Like, yes, of course there's going to be fans of this voice actor, and of course they're going to have fan clubs and everything like that. Now, like, one of the things I really want to know is, like, what do you do? Asking, like, maybe people will actually email me about this.
Yeah,
like, what do you do with this guy?
There,
like,
they want to talk to us about it. I'm really interested because I want to learn more about it, especially the Resident Evil Rangers. Because, I mean, I just joined it, and, I mean, yeah, it tells us where... Mm-hmm. I've learned a bit more about Vic, and that's where I learned that he's going to be in Boston in November, and I'm so, like, pissed that I can't be there.
Like, I understand people getting together and talking about a certain thing, but there's only so far you can go with it, I think.
That's actually one of the things that happened to me one time when we were in line for Greg's panel for Your Fandom Sucks.
Yeah.
We were discussing fandoms... And somebody kind of was upset about something I said and walked up to me and was like, oh yeah, well, what's your fandom? Like, trying to prove something to me. I just went, Thundercats? And they went, okay. And walked away.
Like, point proved.
Well, that's a good segue. We can talk about what fandoms we have.
I'll start because mine are simple and easy. Gundam.
Mine's really
You're next.
you want me last?
Because I can't say that I have one, you know, like, Bull. You're in the what?
Bull.
Okay, which one do I have, then?
Kami's thighs.
What?
Kami's thighs.
She's my, that's different, she's my waifu. I was gonna
say... You're probably a real big fan of those.
I was just gonna say you're in the Hiroyuki Imashi fan club.
Yeah, that's a good point. I could see that.
Because
I converted you, yeah.
No, because you showed me them and I thought they were amazing.
Okay. And then, alright, you guys? Fandoms?
Mine's probably Gundam and Mecha as well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, Glitch, you already said that you're in the Naruto one.
That's the kind of one that I've fallen out of. I have more that I've fallen out of than anything. I'm still a fan of Power Rangers, Wolf's Rain, Avatar, Ninja Turtles.
Okay, yeah.
I've fallen out of the Bleach fandom. I've fallen out of the Naruto fandom. What else have I fallen? I can't get on the Attack on Titan fandom. I understand that it's a good anime to an extent. But I don't understand how it blew up so much in such a short time.
Well, it's mostly because of... I really don't understand it either. It was just something that happened where it just exploded.
And I love Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, but fuck GT.
Oh, yeah. well, GT doesn't exist.
What is a GT even?
How do you feel about that live-action movie?
Oh, God.
Dragon Ball Evolution?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We gotta mention that.
I saw it on a DVD shelf the other day.
We didn't talk about my fandom
I saw it on a DVD shelf the other day for $5, and
that's
I thought that was way
too
expensive.
Much.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Two movies
no,
you don't talk
you
about
go
around
into,
me.
You
want to
go into a
Avatar
bad
movie.
Live action movie?
Oh, God.
M. Night Shyamalan needs to go down. He should have never done Avatar.
No!
No, don't.
No. Victoria, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. No, we don't talk about that right now. That would be a whole other segment of me ranting. No.
Well, actually, there's a fandom that a bunch of us are in with Avatar.
I'm still
you're
in.
Part of that.
Sort
yeah,
of.
That's what
oh,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're
am
in
I.
That. Especially like with Legend of Korra going on.
Who learned nothing from the first season?
I know, she really didn't. Like,
she essentially turned into Jesus in the last episode of the
first
season.
Well, now she's just kind
of
been getting her
butt
kicked.
And then she just went back to her old ways.
Yeah, because it's Korra. She still has character development left
this
to do.
What,
I'm okay
like,
with this.
This season's more about,
no, but I agree, too, because
Boland.
It's like, yeah, she's arrogant. In you know, like, that's the whole purpose of her, is that she's arrogant. So, therefore, obviously, she's not going to be dead set in a certain way just yet, because her arrogance is keeping her from becoming, like, a real good Avatar.
Yeah, her journey is a lot more character development. And like,
but it's like she's learned nothing from the first season.
Exactly, that's the point.
But that's because she refuses. Like that's the entire point. Like the fact that Tenzin teaches her in every episode, but she literally absorbs none of it.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
now
that's,
she just like completely ditched it.
That's her character.
Aha!
She's
Boston Super Mega Fest is where Vic's going to be.
I've never even heard of that.
I haven't either.
But guys,
I
it's a Mega Fest. How could you not hear
that's
that?
That's where the guy from
Super Mega Fest
from
Thundercats. Yeah, Larry Kenny.
Maybe it's him, I don't know.
Right, it is Larry.
I'm loading the guest list.
Because he's going to be at Rhode Island Comic Con. Unless you're talking about Will Friedle, who is
No.
Oh, and that would be freaking awesome. But Larry Kenny's pretty cool, too. I would love to get a recording of him just saying, Wicked Anime, Thundercats.
Guests of 2013 include Guests of Honor, who's not loading.
Wait, are you kidding me? Is that Christopher Lloyd?
Is Christopher Lloyd going to be at Mega Fest?
Rare East Coast appearance, Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, snap!
No way.
And then Eliza
the guy from Camp Nowhere?
Ah, Draco Malfoy!
Oh, we've seen him before.
Yeah, we saw him at Megazone. He's kind of a
guy from the Holy Grail.
Really?
Yeah, John Heder.
I thought it was really cool. I met Tom Felton. Yeah. He was nice. He called me lovely.
Boba Fett's gonna be there.
What?
Yeah, the English actor best knows his role inside the costume of the Bounty Hunter.
I love...
He's original. Holy crap.
This is totally like a porn star.
I love how this entire segment right now has just turned to us gushing about
so
people
Lexi,
who
are
going to
fandoms.
Thank you, Glitch.
I hate people who just read off guests to cons for no reason. They start gushing about them. Kind of,
I love that fandom so much, though.
The guy from World War 13. Sorry.
Go, Lexi.
Freaking
quick.
Annoying.
I'll shut up. Yeah, I promise.
Quick,
okay,
before she sees someone else.
Okay, my fandom is Cowboy Bebop because it's awesome.
Well, that's a given. Everybody should like Cowboy Bebop. No, that's a great
What's
Steve
Cowboy
Bloom,
Bebop?
I'm on the Steve Bloom fandom because he's awesome.
What is Cowboy
see,
Bebop?
See, that's one thing that's really gone away is just like the plain Steve Bloom fandom. Is this partially a porn convention, Victoria?
Video games? That's why I was covering the
phone. She's scrolling
Victoria,
through, and there's a lot of
the
people
phone
from Playboy. Try to put it. Okay, I'm gonna.
Victoria, why is there so much porn on your phone?
Okay, I'm taking
there
it away. I'm taking it away.
Are you
it's
on
okay.
Senkaku Complex?
listeners listening to the podcast right now, Victoria has so much porn. It's just everywhere.
Is there any midget hentai porn?
Let me look. No.
Even in her vast collection
of
porn, she still does not have that
too.
Porn.
It will exist.
Victoria
why
is a porn connoisseur,
yet?
If you will. But yeah, like, fandoms.
Subject.
Yeah, so my refined list is, yes, Gundam, Avatar, Fullmetal Alchemist, and a little DBZ. Little DBZ.
So are we going through fandoms, or are we going through the shows that we like? Because it sounds like that same thing.
Yeah, there's a difference between shows you like and fandoms.
I think
we've
already gone through
yeah, well.
Like fandoms would include, you know, you collect all the items from that show, and you have, you know, memorabilia, and which would be Gundam for you.
I have the Gundam, the signed poster from Brad Swale.
Yeah, Brad.
He bowed before me.
And you sound like Victoria when you talk about it.
Which would be Avatar, Ninja Turtles,
and you sound
Power
like Victoria
Rangers,
when, oh my gosh.
Dragon Ball Z.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mad Men, yeah. Breaking Bad, Static Shock.
Heck yeah.
Breaking Bad.
I think we shouldn't even call it Halloween this year. It should just be called Breaking Bad Cosplay Day.
Oh God, yes. I haven't seen an episode of Breaking Bad. I was more happy than anyone that the season was ending because y'all would shut the fuck up about it. It's like fans have stopped me from wanting to see the show because it's, oh, it's the best show ever. Need to see the show. Why have you seen the show? See the show. Please see the
I
show.
Never watched
I'll
it.
Show you the show. Show the show. Show. Heisenberg. Look at this. Watch this. Meme. Picture on Facebook. T-shirt. Look at the show. The show is awesome. And Game of Thrones, too. And all this kind of crap. It's like a white wire.
I just want to, like, punch that person in the face. Like,
just so you know,
Just so you know, Breaking Bad is that awesome, though.
Yeah.
It's the black version of, white version of The Wire.
It's the black version of the white version of The Wire?
It's Weeds. I've seen the show already.
It's Weeds, that show. Yeah, I don't think it's Weeds.
But like, it's to the point where it's been hammered in so much to me that I give no fucks about watching.
Because it just turns you off. I mean, the main reason people have been like hammering it in
like, it's
is
a great
because
show.
They feel
like,
passionate about the show
watching.
Because
it's
good. Good.
It's because they're typically used to watching Two and a Half Men, so like watching Breaking Bad's like, what?
Yeah, like mind-blowing. But no, but I mean like, if I'm going to recommend something, I'm going to say, you should totally watch like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Okay, yep. I stumbled on that pretty hard.
See?
But you should watch it. And I'm saying that because I feel it's a very good anime.
See, that's understandable, but like, it's like a comic book. If you hand me the comic book to let me like thumb through it myself or say, hey, this is a nice comic to read, that's cool. But if you roll it up and beat me over the head with it, I'm not going to want to read that comic.
Exactly, but I
have
like,
a vendetta against that comic now.
I feel like a lot of people don't understand how to gingerly, you know, or nicely say to someone, hey, this is really nice. You should read this. Instead, they're just like, oh my god, it's good!
It's because the age of the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually me with Strong Girl
from
One Piece.
That's the problem I'm having.
Daily. Oh my god, this is the best One Piece movie ever.
Basically, it's like, if you say you don't like something and they fly off the handle...
Well, most people don't have a lot to live for, so Breaking Bad's like the one light at the end of the tunnel.
Like, I'm not even like that with Breaking Bad. I'm like that with every fan. I'm like, there are things that I love and I like that I can, for one, admit there are flaws and it's stupid at certain times, which most fandoms can't seem to do. And if I want to get somebody else into it, I say, hey, would you like to watch an episode or read this comic or... answer a question that you might have, like give a brief summary of why I think it's good.
I agree.
And if you want to watch it, cool. If not, fine. Yeah, to each their own.
Every time it does that.
Do you like whitey tighties?
I'm more of a boxers kind of guy.
There's a lot of whitey tighties in Breaking Bad.
Well, I mean,
what?
I would have to say I completely agree with you, Glitch, because, you know, my fandom with Thundercats, it's, you know, an aged fandom. I mean, Thundercats played in the 80s, and, you know, the cartoon to a lot of people these days doesn't hold up strong because, you know, oh, it's got corny dialogue, oh, it's got bad animation, but if you're a fan, you really don't care. Like, who cares if it's old or aged? It's... I like it, you know?
Yeah, same thing with, like, old school Gundam with me, like that. That shows its age very, very much.
I love old
anime,
so
much.
Yes, rule one of fandom.
Like
your fandom,
like
whatever
the,
your fandom,
all the noises
it has
and
flaws.
All, like the scenes are just
no matter what
dramatic.
It is,
and it's kind of
but
funny.
The flaws
points,
don't
but...
matter.
Exactly.
No, exactly.
That's one of the things I love about fandoms is flaws don't matter. Like that is like totally. Up
that's a great saying right there.
That's a okay.
Flaws
put that on
don't
a mug.
Matter.
Now it's time to move on to some fan service. Where we have our first bit of fan service. We're going to just go over some people who just had some general comments and collections to go through. Our fan Kito, he said that he watched Masters of Martial Arts on upon Andrew's recommendation at the end of his review. And he said, thanks for the recommendation, now to go drink bleach.
Wait, the anime, the manga, or actual bleach? Because you're fed up with the actual bleach.
Well, you can't drink an anime or manga.
I don't know, there's like these blenders that can blend anything.
Yeah, but
Bleach is
it.
A good series. Yeah, but will it blend?
Yeah.
It doesn't blend at all.
Alright.
It makes
so
you not want to even use bleach
for
your
next,
whites.
Fans, we have some comments from bad anime endings. We had quite a few fans who wanted to give us some bad
anime
endings.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Our fan Scott, he wanted to cue in that Tenchi in Tokyo had a really bad ending where they kind of had, like, the villain goes away for 20 years kind of thing, and the story doesn't end, which he says is kind of crappy sometimes. And he started talking about different kinds of endings that were really bad, like the ones that have an instantaneous, like, bad conclusion to them, where the example was the perfect parody that they did in Panty and Stocking. Or he wanted to add that Victoria, the ones that you... had mentioned that you said were bad endings weren't really bad in his case. Like, he didn't think that they were bad. He thought that they were just kind of emotionally taxing.
Were disappointing?
No. Like kind of the way that Madoka Magica is emotionally taxing, where it's like, oh, like, my soul, like, I can feel it leaving my body, just
Like, this is exhausting. It's so depressing that it's, I'm so tired. I just need to go to bed.
Which means...
I'm trying to think of which ones, because...
You talked about the ending of Full Metal Alchemist.
No, I know. That one, I don't... That one, mm-mm.
You just think it's bad.
And then you also talked about Princess Tutu.
Yeah, that one's definitely, I agree, it's emotionally taxing. But then I also talked about Soul Eater, and I talked about a little bit about Inuyasha.
Those were the two that he was talking about, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can just say no, Full Metal Alchemist.
No to Full Metal Alchemist. Hell no. Like, just no.
Okay.
But I agree with Tutu.
Okay, and our next fan, who goes by Silver, Berserk. The ending to the Berserk TV show was awful. He didn't really get into it or why it was. He said, no, like, the Berserk ending ruined it for him completely.
He did, however, say that that us, with our recommendation, or somebody told him that the Berserk movies were awesome, and he was asking me, are they awesome? Heck yeah, Berserk movies are awesome.
The reason why he said it was so bad was because the ending was done so poorly, but the people who were watching it in as it was coming out, it took 10 years for it to finish. So they waited 10 years for a mediocre ending, which could be bad for anybody.
So the ending might not have been terrible, but waiting that long for an unsatisfying finish,
yeah,
that's bad. The Matrix, anybody?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What if that happens with One Piece?
Well, no, it's not, because One Piece is never going to end.
Uh-oh, Victoria's eyes are trained on you now.
I've heard that One Piece is like computer. Half.
Hold on, hold on, we got to get through these guys.
So we just like kill a corgi?
Silver wanted to finish by adding that he just started listening to our podcast and he really liked it, and he started with Besom. And he super immensely enjoyed Besom so much.
Which is good.
Yes.
Besom was so embarrassing.
Can we do that again?
Is good. Yeah. Welcome to the fandom, Silver.
Yeah.
Our next
hey,
up we have...
people, should we do more Besom stuff?
Next we have two Tumblr asks. The first one is from our fan Gerardo, who wanted to ask us all, what anime crossovers would you like to see? Mine was, I would like to see Trigun and Cowboy Bebop crossover, because I would like to see Spike Spiegel running after Vash the Stampede for the $1 billion double dollar.
Yeah, double dollar, whatever it was. What did I say?
And we have to pull up the conversation.
Well, while you look for that, I know that I put, I would want One Piece and Fairy Tail, because one, Luffy always seems to ask the craziest people to be his new, like, his Nakama, and it's like, Natsu is part dragon. I mean, he breathes fire, eats fire. It's kind of crazy. I feel like he'd be like, oh my god, join my crew. But the bad part is, Natsu can't handle motion. So he'd be like dead after a day.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember now. It was, I said, Fist of the North Star, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I hope this was obvious.
And you couldn't even remember that.
I couldn't remember that, no!
Good job.
Sean said Cowboy Bebop and Outlaw Star.
Which is freaking awesome.
Yep.
That would be such an awesome show.
I actually have one right off the top of my head. IGPX and Gundam.
Which Gundam?
Of course.
I'm sorry, but racing Gundams, like, with weaponry? Yeah. That would be kind of cool. With new type powers? Like...
And then you make an initial D Gundam crossover
and they're,
where
and
the Gundams
they're super
drift.
Deformed. So, yep. SD. Initial SD.
No.
There you go, we found it.
No.
Yes, high five. I just clapped my hands.
Yes, you did.
You always,
Glitch, I really like your answer.
Always
do you...
doing that. What was Glitch's answer? Glitch?
Yes?
Glitch, do you remember your answer? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Do you want to say it?
Asamanga Dayo and Baba
Which,
Black.
Yeah. Now, see, and you didn't, Victoria, you didn't post the whole conversation on the Tumblr.
I wasn't sure if I should.
Yeah,
post
absolutely,
the whole
you should.
Well, I didn't go back and edit it.
Because what I said was, which art style would it be in? Like, would it be like Bible Black looked like the Azumanga Daioh characters, which would be like the cutest hentai ever? And and also the creepiest at the same time, because they'd
Wait,
be like
did you
stabbing.
Type that?
Yeah.
I think I said Big O and Outlaw Star.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh. Big Outlaw. Big Outlaw Star. Big Outlaw? Are we? This is like a Canadian anime.
Big Outlaw.
Yeah, Big Outlaw Star.
He always double capitalized.
Big robot over there, eh? What's this all about? It's unlocked.
Big O, it's showtime, man.
That's a thing.
Oh, God.
Lexi, you want to weigh in?
Anime crossover?
Anime crossover.
Pokemon, Digimon?
Cowboy Bebop and Digimon?
Why Digimon?
Paranoia Agent Digimon? Or
Yu Yu Hakusho and Pokemon?
And Digimon?
Akira and Pokemon?
Digimon,
Evangelion Pokemon?
Pokemon One Piece.
Pokepiece.
Pokemon or One Piece would be pretty cool, actually, not gonna lie.
One Pokepiece. They're all searching for the Master Ball.
Like, the treasure is the most legendary Pokemon.
But that changes every year.
I don't know how either
the
of them
The One Piece
anymore.
Is the Master Ball. It can catch any Pokemon.
One Piece and Pokemon.
All right.
All nothing. All right, that's cool.
Black Dynamite cartoon cowboy.
You would have,
Bebop.
Like, a Pokemon trainer.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Well, Dylan has caught with a winner.
What, the Black Dynamite cartoon and Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, God, yes.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
I would watch the hell out of that. Imagine how good the music would be.
Are you looking at Orange Juice online?
No, I'm looking at the weekly ads in Target.
Okay.
So it's laundry detergent.
Are you looking at porn, Glitch?
So
why is everybody watching porn while we're doing our podcast?
Look,
today?
I'm not looking
Seriously,
at porn. I don't
I'm
have my
hate you.
I don't have my 2 terabyte hard drive. All right.
It's not porn. It's orange juice.
It really
Guys,
is.
It's not porn. It's orange juice.
He's really
that,
into Tropicana.
That was just the best thing I've ever heard.
It's not porn. It's orange juice.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure how they got mixed up, but shame on whoever did. I just tried to reach into the fridge. I want some orange juice.
Okay. So, our last... piece of fan service comes from user Gargoyle Standing on Superheroes.
Okay.
And we talked about this a little bit before the podcast, but what do you guys think of the Esper phenomenon that's raging all over Tumblr?
I didn't even know it existed until he brought it up.
Just for reference, the Esper phenomenon is the new
popular.
Pokemon. It's the new Pokemon like this bear that has a horrifying stare in its eyes. If I'm thinking of the right one, and like it's just they've turned this Esper Pokemon into
it's
like
a
this
kitty.
Overlord type.
Well,
being.
Why don't we open Tumblr, type in Esper, and
I already tried that and it didn't work.
Well, I heard about really? Goomy. I thought it was Goomy.
It's
well,
Goomy
is one of them.
R like purr like a kitty. It's
yeah,
purr. It's,
I just stay away from Pokemon X and Y until Z
yeah,
comes
like,
out. I don't want to spoil myself.
I was told it was Goomy, like you know, our Lord and Savior Goomy.
No, which is hilarious because you know I played through Pokemon X and Y or Pokemon X I had and I never even saw an Esper, so I was like I don't know what this is.
Oh God, well, that stare!
Yes, yes,
that, exactly. That does have quite
those eyes.
Just imagine listeners
at
home.
Peer into your
creepy
eyes.
Actually,
this is pretty funny.
Oh God.
They're like,
oh my God!
There's a picture of Eren Yeager from Attack on Titan with Esper eyes. This is pretty funny.
Yeah.
So there you go. And there's the answer to your question.
We enjoy
this
it.
This is pretty funny. This
no.
is the best.
This is actually really funny.
Everybody, go to Tumblr and just look up Esper, ESPURR, and you will see what we're.
Yeah, this is
at.
The Esper phenomenon.
It is hilarious.
Thank you for asking that question.
There you go, Gargoyle standing on superheroes.
My phone died.
Okay. Well, time for shameless plugging as we're finishing up today.
Yep.
So if you guys want to join our conversation, maybe absolutely hate us for talking about your fandom. Or
sorry, Italia people.
Bring your hate on me.
Sorry, orange juice people.
I can take it.
Sorry, porn.
Or talk about Esper Phenomenon, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. All one word. If you want to check out our reviews, the review that I just released today, being 2 weeks ago from this recording, you can go to youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where we update semi-frequently, you know, new review videos, interviews, whatever.
You've been posting more lately.
Yep, and if you want to check out our Tumblr, you can go to tumblr.com/wickedanime.tumblr.com.
There we go. Finally got it right.
Wait, yeah. You said Tumblr like two times in that.
It's tumblr.tumblr.wickedanime.tumblr.com.
Hashtag.
Tumblr.
Hashtag swag.
That's where you're
hashtag,
gonna find
hashtag,
me.
Hashtag.
As much as I can with these idiots.
And then so you can also go
URL.
To. You can go to facebook.com/wickedanime, where we do update quite frequently about news updates, new episodes, anything that's going on with the Wicked Anime community. And then finally, you can go to nerdyshow.com if you're not already there listening to this podcast, where you can also listen to this podcast on iTunes, where nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, you can find all of our content at home base.
Yep.
That's everything. So, I guess we can just sign off the only way we know how.
Okay, bye.
That was more awkward than usual.
Bye.
Yep.
You keep, like, because I didn't actually plug in the Ethernet, it...
Oh, we could tell.
You sort of would come in and out.
Yeah, you guys were bumming in and out all the time.
It was mostly when Glitch was talking, actually.
Yeah, like, only when Glitch was talking. I think your internet is racist.
Of course it is.
But it likes me.
You're not black enough.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!